Welcome, everybody, to Talk and Shop with Chris and Josh. I'm Chris.
And I'm Josh.
And he's taking a drink of Sunny D.
Delicious Sunny D.
Today, we are brought to you in part by Sunny D. Taste the rainbow.
That's Skittles.
Well, still shit I don't usually eat or drink.
It's just a yellow rainbow. We don't want to talk about what that could be.
Does it involve showers?
Only delicious golden ones. So hey, it's a fine start for us.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we've had like seven people turn this off. And that
puts us at like -4, so.
maybe we do.
All right, there's some interesting topics that have been passing about the world of comics this week. Past 2 weeks, anyway, since we've been on, so.
You know what? These are pretty big, hot-button topics here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about them. So what if Wonder Woman shot guns in her last issue? Okay?
So what if Green Arrow doesn't have green in the title?
Yeah.
I'm actually getting excited for that.
What?
The Arrow TV show?
Yeah, it seems like it'd be fun.
I saw the trailer and I was like, that's Ollie. That's a young Ollie Queen right there. It looks good.
Yeah. So you weren't a fan of the Smallville version of Oliver Queen?
You know, I never watched it.
I think he was the best suited.
Yeah.
On the show. But that's just me.
Yeah. I don't know. We got all sorts of stuff we can talk about.
We can talk about movies. We can talk about comics. All right, so I think we could talk about manners.
You're welcome.
We can, I got it. Let's talk about the, let's get the big issue out of the way. Because I don't want to dwell on it too much and talk too much about it. Because it's been beat to death.
Yeah, and if you've been reading any comics, you know what we're talking about. And that, of course, is the current issue with gay characters in comics.
Yeah.
Chris and I both have some pretty strong feelings on the issue.
Hmm.
I'll let you start, Chris.
My thing on it, I have no problem with the gay characters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the timing, but comics do this. They will jump on the issue because, hey, look, this is a hot topic. We can sell more comics this way.
Not just that, but...
it's a business thing. So,
I think in some ways it is a business thing.
Mm.
But it's also... it's an election year.
Yeah.
It's, for some reason, for some idiotic reason, it's one of the more important issues. And it's not even... it shouldn't even be an issue.
It shouldn't.
As far as I'm concerned, it's... we're going to offend some people here, but it's nobody's goddamn business who's having sex with who.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Marvel has in the past... been on top of political issues, and I know that Stan Lee said that one of his biggest regrets when he was at Marvel was not tackling the issue of Vietnam. By the time they got around to it, it was too late.
Mm.
So I think that has stuck around as an issue that they're not going to shy away from it. And it is, the timing seems a little suspect. On DC's part, but to be fair, I've been reading a lot of the stuff, and they said since the New 52 launched, they planned on doing this.
I don't know about that.
James Robinson, who is apparently responsible for what may be the first gay kiss in mainstream comics, was in Starman, is the one that's doing it. So he has a little bit of a track record there. One of the main characters in his run of Starman was gay. And... they've been talking... apparently they've been talking about... with the Earth 2 continuity... because it's been... what? Was there a chunk of time between the first and the second issue?
Or no,
preview the first issue for like 3 months?
Yeah, the first Earth 2 issue came out last month, I believe.
Yeah, but I remember reading about it for like 3-4 months before.
Yeah,
then.
No, I remember it just being like... they were teasing it, they were showing the new costumes. My issue is... that it's, like Josh said, this is an issue. It shouldn't be one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the timing's a suspect, and probably pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah.
With these views, but these are my views on it. I mean...
my
it doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I don't read those titles. I'm not going to go read them or not read them because there's a gay character in it.
You know what? I thought about that at first, too, but I'm actually interested in seeing what they do with Alan Scott. Because he is a character that, and let's be honest here, development-wise, has been stagnant for, like, 20 years. And the last interesting thing I read, I believe, was written by Mark Waid, which was it was a book where it was Hal and Alan Scott hanging out and Barry Allen and Wally West hanging out. It was supposed to be like a mentor slash new guy thing going on. And that's the last time I cared about Alan Scott, because he's just kind of there.
No one really cares about Alan Scott. He's
exactly.
Bland. He's
but
plastic.
It's like DC was saying, Plastic Man.
Yeah.
The other rumor that it might
the
be
other rumor.
A gay character.
Yeah.
But he is a character in need of some relevance.
Yeah.
And I think, especially because, I mean, the way they're, it's not like, oh, look, it's, because that one of the main problems with comics is that when the gay issue comes up, it's, I'm gay. Oh, no, this guy is gay. It becomes such an issue. Mm-hmm. But with the Alan Scott thing, it's just kind of, he's gay. Everybody in his universe knows he's gay.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's part of who he is, but it's not who he is. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main issues, is that Robinson is saying he doesn't want that to define
him. I think if they start just doing it, hi, I'm gay, and then I'm a superhero at the same time, it's like...
You know, well...
Or gay first, superhero second, I mean, it doesn't...
It,
that would bug me.
The best way that I've seen it done was Young Avengers. And people forget that two of the main characters in Young Avengers have been together basically since that book came out.
Wiccan and Hulkling?
Yep, Wiccan and Hulkling, and they don't make a big deal of it, which, in a lot of ways, I like a lot more. Yeah. Than making a big deal of it.
I don't... Honestly, when I pick up a book, I don't care to see gratuitous love scenes, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual. I pick up a comic to see heroes fighting crime. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I am a classic hero guy. I love heroes. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. I like seeing relationships develop, but mm-hmm. I hate when books spend so much time on a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
It has to drive the story forward in some way. That's all I need.
I like James Barnes and Black Widow. That's a great little relationship. It shows them.
It's
shows
not
their
a
dynamic.
Lot of them hanging out for three pages, banging, and things like that.
I mean, there's times it does that, and that bugs me a little bit, because...
I don't like that either. Mm-hmm. My fiance and I were talking about this particular issue, and I was saying I like it when it's more subtly done. Apparently there's a Spider-Man issue where he's like talking to his editor or something, and he says something to the editor about, oh, it's a nice watch. And he's like, oh, thank you. My partner gave it to me for our 20th anniversary or something like that. And that was the only...
Nah.
Yeah, his partner. And that was the meant that was their big reveal. Was that he was his homosexuality, and that is a very subtle and intelligent way, and I liked it a lot more.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's good in a lot of ways, but it's not making anybody care about that issue. It's not anybody going, look at this issue, we have to look at this issue and take stock of it. And so I think while the whole North Star wedding and the Alan Scott character being gay is a little overexposed, to put it mildly at this point, it needs that exposure, because it is an issue, and it's a big issue, and it's, you know, when it's subtle, it probably is better done.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Young Avengers. It wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulkling and Wiccan didn't share an on-panel kiss until Avengers Crusade number 9, which was the end of that little mini-series. Can you call it a mini-series if it took 2 years to come out?
Many long series,
but
many decade.
It was slowly done, but if the issue isn't being forced out, it's really easy to ignore it.
Mm.
And it, as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to piss people off, and oh well, sorry that you're mad about that. I'm not sorry that I'm offending you by saying what I need to say, is that it's an issue we have to take stock of, and we have to notice, so that, you know, 10 years from now, we don't have to worry about noticing it anymore, because it's not a big deal. And the sooner we get it out of the way as an actual issue, this turn we don't have to worry about stuff like this anymore. That's my opinion on it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Almost no curse words. Which is significantly harder considering what I normally say. But I think we're both done with the exposure.
Yeah.
As long as it's a good book, I'm down to read it.
I'm done with the overexposure. I mean, nobody comes out and goes, "Oh my God, he's a heterosexual man."
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the issue is a societal issue more than anything else.
You know, honestly, if you don't agree with homosexuality,
then don't read
that
book.
That's your choice. Mm. I'm not gay, but I have no problem with somebody being gay. It doesn't affect me. That's how I view it.
You're not gay when you're sober anyway.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, seriously, it doesn't affect me. This is my views on it. It doesn't affect me. So I choose to ignore it. I would choose to ignore a heterosexual couple walking down the street.
Yeah.
That's just me. I think the overexposure of it has gotten a little bit too much, but I think I'm just sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we all know it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that the LGBT community, if you will, is happy about it, and they're like, "Wow, thanks. We appreciate the exposure, and that you're not doing this in a, oh, there's gays in her way." But I think it's an issue we need to, as a society, really move past, and then we can, you know, get to concentrating on what's important about comics, which is that Rob Liefeld isn't drawing them anymore.
Which
would be the most
do.
Important issue, yeah.
Right, now that we've gotten highly political, probably lost a few listeners. But I think now we need to band together and fight what is truly
a serious issue
that Rob Liefeld is still allowed
to draw comics.
And I think I'll let Josh talk a little bit about something while I pull up the Rob Liefeld
bad tweet of the episode
of the week. Yeah.
Oh God. And he has
I sent you a couple weeks ago. They're just like, what is this guy on?
I don't want to bait him because he will insult us on Twitter.
He like full on.
Oh God. In bad English
and
everything. He attacks
people. It's, oh Lord.
He will loll at us and are not being kick ass like hims.
Yeah. Let's see.
With no capital letters in there at all. Oh God! What else do we have to talk about? We had some things. We could talk about video games. I've been playing video games lately.
I haven't played a video game in months. It's so bad.
I haven't played much on my PS3 in a while, but that's because I got Diablo 3, which is currently eating my life, much to my fiance's chagrin, I'm sure. I've been playing the hell out of it. It's a great game. If you're into the Diablo games at all, then you should buy it because it's awesome. There's been some issues with errors and things like that, and they're doing this thing where they're auction house in game. There's a normal gold auction house, and then there's the real money auction house where you can buy and sell items for real money. Blizzard's taking a cut of it. I think it's an awful idea.
Yeah.
Because it's them devaluing their in-game currency as soon as the game comes out. Their auction house is a little buggy, too. And especially since the game hasn't been out a month, the prices are insane. But the classes are great. Some of the voice acting is terrible. But the graphics are great. The story's cool. The scope of it's pretty epic. It's just a really, really good game. Overall, I recommend buy. Buy it!
Buy it.
Mainly because you can't rent it, because it's a PC game. But now there's talk of a console port. They keep saying maybe and maybe, but I mean, I played the original Diablo on PS1, so I think it would be a lot better if they would get behind that. Dude, you never played Diablo?
Never played Diablo.
And you like Ultimate Alliance and all that sort of hack and slash gameplay? Dude, it's
I know.
And my fiance loves the Baldur's Gate PS2 games.
Yeah.
Those are hack and slash, and I can't get her to pick up Diablo 3.
I want to play Diablo, I just don't have a PC that can run it.
She's probably going to... I don't know. Maybe it's a bad idea. She's going to be playing it while I'm trying... Like, oh my God.
Oh, man. Let's see.
We've got our bad Rob Liefeld tweet of the week.
Yeah, he's raging at hipsters.
Can we call it the twit of the week?
Twit. the twit. Let's see. He's talking about fat one of the stores he was signing at. Uh-huh. He's like, refreshingly not manned by wannabe hipster kids. Excited about hot, about pop comics of all kinds. No surprise they're going 2-4.
2 out of 4.
Oh, 2 out of 4. Said it before, hipster kids recommending hipster comics is a bad formula. Celebrate all styles and genres and watch your base grow. I kind of agree with it, but seriously, he's like a 95-year-old man. Why is he raging on hipsters? Those hipsters, they don't like my books. Well, maybe it's because your books suck. Think about this, Rob. All right, that's my rage on Rob. Let's move on.
He's just so bad in every way. Some of I like that he engages his fans, you know, mainly his detractors on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's easy to engage your detractors.
He gets really mad, and it's kind of funny. I've always just sat there going, should I tweet to him just to screw with him?
Be ashamed of what? Kicking ass for 25 years?
I was kicking ass for 25 years! Oh. I've been kicking ass longer than you've been born, sir!
So, speaking of artists that have been around for 25 years, I recently read the Frank Miller, John Romita Jr. Daredevil run.
Oh, yes.
From 1994. I gave it back to the guy at work. Oh, otherwise, I would have kept it.
I need to read it.
It's amazing.
You should let me read
the
it.
The art? Mm-hmm. And because I was popped open, I was like, oh, John Romita Jr., crap. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is old John Romita Jr. It's really, really good. Like, the pencils are great. There's no Wolverine beak faces and stuff. And you're just like,
no short face.
What happened to this guy? Like, his artwork did used to have a good chunk of Frank Miller in it, which I think he really needs to go back to.
Yeah.
Because if you put these pages next to each other, you would just go, oh my balls, what is that thing that is on my page? It's just so bad, though. So bad. It's a great story, though. You have to read it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to for a while. I just haven't had a chance. Man Without Fear.
Yeah.
But,
Let's
see. I'll probably
it's David Mack. It's awesome.
My birthday is coming up, so I'm thinking about getting some trades just to...
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Just to, it's probably gonna be one of the ones on the list. No DC is gonna be on that list, though.
I mean, this may not look like the best picture, but compare it to his current pencils.
Yeah, much better.
Way better. This is a picture of the Kingpin. This is just after he, strangles his boss to death.
Hmm.
Yeah. His Electra has very 80s hair, but, I mean, it's...
That is much better.
Dude, it's very Frank Miller, though, and it's really good. And I'm just like, this guy's been drawing comics now for 25 years or so, and his stuff is not good anymore. It's just not good. I don't even know how to... Ugh. It's just bad. Dude, the guy's 55 years old, and he's terrible. Just terrible.
Maybe let's talk a little bit about DC. Since we brought up their whole
JR, what happened, man? Your art used to be really good. My boss was talking about
it wasn't really good. It was good. It was much better than comparatively speaking.
I mean,
it was much better.
Just
it was like Leonardo da Vinci compared to me drawing.
His this Daredevil book is a really great book.
Yeah.
Like, story-wise.
I've always heard great things about it.
You know, it made me think about Daredevil a lot. Because I've always kind of liked Daredevil, but he always gets sandwiched really badly into team titles and other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think Daredevil works far better on his own.
He is a guy that
he's kind of a lone wolf character, but he explores himself within the confines of his own little universe, and it works really well, especially when Frank Miller, who is now crazy as a shithouse rat, when he was writing it, because it was really good.
Let's go back to that phrase, because that doesn't make any sense.
It's an old colloquialism, sir.
Yeah, very old. Back from the days of y'all.
I always say I have my own, which is wackier than wizard shit. You like that one better?
I like that one too, yeah.
But I mean, then you see him just jammed into other books and things like that. And like Shadowland event that came and went without
anyone caring.
Yeah, so much as a whiff of a fart.
Man.
The only cool Daredevil cameo I remember is when Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon were doing The Punisher. And Punisher knocks Daredevil out. And Daredevil wakes up, duct taped, or he's like tied up with a gun duct taped in his hand right next to Frank's head as Frank is sitting there with a sniper rifle. And he's like, "You're the big hero. If you don't stop me, I'm going to shoot that bad guy right there."
Oh, wow.
"That gun is loaded. Feel free. Here's your last chance." And Daredevil's just sitting there. Frank takes the shot. Of course, Daredevil doesn't do it because, you know, the Punisher's not dead. But it was kind of cool. And he's just like, "Yeah, you're a loser." And I believe he knocks him out again or something and just walks away.
I love the Daredevil interactions with Punisher. They're always so great.
Yeah. That's about the only character he's okay to cross over, and occasionally Spider-Man, something like that. Yeah. But his stuff is just so much darker than
the Marvel stuff. It is more real-world stuff.
I need to read the Bendis run.
It's like Nolan's
Batman.
Yeah. He couldn't do Superman right now.
Yeah. And then you've got...
I do want to talk about Dark Knight
Rises. Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Oh my god, he's my favorite actress in the world.
You said actress?
I know, because he's a little bitch.
Oh!
See what
hurtful.
Oh, I hate Ben Affleck.
He's a bottom.
Not only is a Red Sox fan, he flaunts his Red Sox fan. He's an idiot, man. Well, sorry to any Red Sox fans out there.
Chris is a Yankee fan, so his opinion doesn't count either.
Shut up. We're God's gift to baseball.
Yeah, you're not even the best team in New York right now, buddy. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
That's... Anyway, what do we want to talk about here? About the Dark Knight?
I want to address the Dark Knight Rises.
You want to address
my lack of actual excitement for this film.
Same here. Not excited in the slightest.
You know, looking back, Batman Begins is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of Christian Bale. Batman Begins is a great movie because of all the story, all the build-up.
The plot. And
it's a great film because Liam Neeson and why am I drawing a blank on Scarecrow's name?
Oh, Cillian Murphy.
Yes, Cillian Murphy. I love him as Scarecrow. They were fantastic in those roles.
Mm-hmm.
They had memorable roles.
I take some issue with Scarecrow because he wasn't in it enough.
Yeah, that's another thing that I would love to see him in there much more. Dark Knight. You have Joker.
Heath Ledger's
performance steals the show. You've had two movies where the villains carried the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to focus on Christian Bale's terrible Batman.
His Batman's not as bad as George Clooney's.
But then again, it's not as good as Adam West. Okay,
Growling voice. You don't understand what it's like being Batman, Chris.
Why does Batman have to sound like a smoker?
He needs Chloraseptic spray really bad. Will you just get him some? For Christ's sakes. My heart can't handle this anymore.
That's got to be bad for Christian Bale's voice, man.
You know, he
was better with the gravelly voice, I think, in the second one than in the first one. But the first one was bad.
Yeah. I mean,
Bale's a great Bruce Wayne, though.
He's a great Bruce Wayne. His Batman is awful. He's a great Bruce Wayne. He's one of my favorite at Bruce Wayne. But, honestly, I don't think he has what it takes to carry a movie on his own.
And not as Batman, anyway.
Not as Batman. I don't have high hopes for Tom Hardy as Bane, either.
Whoa. If there's anybody that can make the best of a bad situation, which is how I feel about...
Tom Hardy's a good actor.
Tom Hardy rules.
I like Tom Hardy.
I'll take him. I'll give him a chance.
I just don't see him.
The one that I'm worried about is Catwoman.
Oh God, Catwoman! I don't even want to talk about Cat Hathaway. Can't act her way out of a paper bag.
Act her way. Oh.
Oh, boom!
Nicely done.
I hate Anne Hathaway.
But it's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it, though. I love that kid.
He's great. And all the new rumors and
about him possibly being Asriel, because apparently Robin. That's his code name at one point.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And they got that Batman figure that they keep showing in multiple lines that has no mouth.
Yeah, I mean,
that's he's not as built as Batman. I don't know. I'm interested. I'll see it, but I'm not gonna midnight showing.
I midnight showed Dark Knight, but I'm not gonna do Dark Knight Rises at midnight.
Yeah, or Returns. Dark Knight Returns, right?
Dark Knight Rises.
Is it Rises?
Rises.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of Dark Knight Returns, that's supposed to be coming out soon. Animated.
Yep. Animated.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for. I love. I will pick up all the DC animated shit. Yeah. Because the DC animated movies are fantastic.
That's true.
DC actual movies, on the other hand.
Yeah. You want to talk a little animated now? Because I did watch some Avengers.
Yeah, we can. I'm not even caught up on any of the.
Neither am I. I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy episode because, as Chris and most people well know, I am a big Marvel Cosmic fan. Guardians of the Galaxy, I refer to them as my team.
My team's Uncanny X-Force.
Whatever, my team's better than your team.
Oh god, does that make me a hipster comic fan, Rob Liefeld?
Please don't be mad, Rob.
Please don't be angry.
You mad, lol? You mad, lol? Lol, lol, lol. The neat thing was it was written by Abnett and Lanny, which my nephew, because I watched it with my 5-year-old nephew, who had no idea why I was so excited about DNA. I was like, oh, DNA wrote this one, sweet! And, just checked on it was a fun episode, but if you know anything about the Guardians team, you're just kind of, oh. And they ruined Rocket Raccoon because they made him the Marvel vs. Capcom 3, or Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Rocket Raccoon, which is the bad Australian accent, and he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, why haven't they actually used comic Rocket Raccoon in any of this stuff? Because he's a cool character in the comic. But they did do Groot right, which is just him going, I am Groot, and smashing things. He gets into a fight with the Hulk. And my nephew, dude, it was funny. My nephew is learning to be a good nerd already. He's like, he can't beat Hulk. He can't hit Hulk like that. It's like, Hulk's going to smash him and things like that. And I was like, this is rad. This is rad.
I like Hulk.
Hulk's cool. I still think that he's a terrible Avenger.
He's a terrible Avenger. But I like Hulk.
But they did it about, this episode was about Michael Korvac. You know, the Korvac saga, which apparently like 5 issues or something like that, 6 issues back in the day. I don't know much about it, but it was an interesting episode. Star-Lord was cool.
Yeah. I do want to... I need to get caught up. I pulled it up on demand, thinking, oh, okay, Disney's going to be nice and throw it on there. No.
No.
But Marvel, last year, they had the whole season on, so I'm hoping that...
You can still watch the whole first season on Netflix.
I have the whole first season on DVD.
Oh, nice.
Because I love it.
There's another episode that I have DVR'd still, but it's The Ballad of Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to check that one out. But, it's an interesting show that apparently might not last beyond this season. I still need to get caught up on Young Justice because I'm way far behind on there.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk more about the rumors of Leo DiCaprio apparently being...
I didn't read those articles, but I heard something about... That they were originally trying to get Leonardo DiCaprio for the new Batman movie as the Riddler.
How would you feel about that?
I don't know.
Your silence is... We're both texting right now, so awkward pauses.
We were just talking about this in my kitchen, how DiCaprio is a really hit-or-miss guy. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because there's a new Tarantino movie coming out. Chris is not a Tarantino fan. I am. Called Django Unchained, starring Jamie Foxx as the titular character, who's a former slave.
He said character.
Who's freed by this bounty hunter who's being played by Christoph Waltz, who was...
fantastic.
In Inglourious Basterds, yeah.
He carried Brad Pitt was good in that movie, too.
Yeah, that's true. But DiCaprio is the bad guy in this. He's like some gambler, rich guy. It'll be interesting.
It's like having a kitten.
You know what?
I'm a villain.
He looks good in it, though, because, I mean, DiCaprio, because I hate DiCaprio on a lot of levels.
I think the only movie I've been able to stand DiCaprio in was Catch Me If You Can.
I haven't watched that one. Liked him in that. What about Inception?
I haven't seen Inception.
You haven't seen Inception? Nope. Are you high?
Never seen Obsession. Inception.
Wow. No. That's a great flick. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Any desire to.
You need to, because Tom Hardy's amazing in it.
Yeah, I want to see...
He dreams a grenade launcher. That's all I'm saying. That's rad.
It's not like a flamethrower in Ghost Rider 2.
No. Oh, God.
When that movie comes out on DVD, I'm going to go out and buy it in the $5 movie, man.
You mean the day after it comes out?
The day after it comes out.
But, you know, there's some idiots out there, like ICP fan kids.
That was an awesome flick.
Dude, that's the part where he peed fire was awesome, dude. Let's go listen to ICP and paint our faces.
We just lost another group of listeners.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I'll miss them so much.
Wait, like ICP fans can afford a computer?
Yeah, of course they can, because they're all suburban kids.
They buy Faygo, brah.
That's right. They're dollar a bottle Faygo.
That's like 50 cents a 2 liter. Here's my Faygo. Oh, I just wasted it all.
You ever see the Workaholics episode? That, oh, God. Workaholics is a great show. They make fun of them pretty hard. They are who we thought they were. Yeah. By ICP fans. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Boo-bitty-boo. Nobody loves me.
Oh, no.
Let's see. We have a couple questions, I guess.
We're only a half hour in. We should have the questions till last.
I know. What do we have to remind you
every time, save the questions till last.
Let's see. I had some notes. That's not what I was looking for.
God. We had some...
Oh, here we go. I got a nice little... Snapshadow.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, let's talk about the cluster bomb. Oh, you see that? I totally saved it. That is G.I. Joe 2.
Oh, yeah.
Retaliation.
G.I. Joe Retaliation. There's no 2 on it, but we all refer to it as G.I. Joe 2, because that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, the trailers I saw... I was excited for it. I was like, wow, this is going to be
not
cool.
Me.
It's going to be explosions and that wire fight scene with
it seemed interesting
Ray Park. Ray Park and The Rock. I love Ray Park.
But
I love The Rock.
The fact that apparently the only way to make... it's like, you can't defeat Snake Eyes with machine guns and explosions and all that stuff. No, you just get a little neck harness like the dog catchers use. Yeah. And that will stop him in his tracks.
Yeah.
So, oh no, we've got these neck hoop thingies on Snake Eyes. He is completely incapacitated.
What the balls is that? For anybody that doesn't know, and I'm assuming everybody kind of knows, here's the general gist of the story. Retaliation was supposed to come out June 22nd or 9th.
Yeah, it's only a couple weeks off.
Yeah, it was basically. Only a couple weeks off. Basically, a month before it was supposed to release... Hasbro and what movie company was putting it out? Was it Paramount?
I think it was. Anyway.
They said they were pushing back the release date.
9 months.
9 months till March of next year. I've heard movies get pushed back a couple weeks. I know Watchmen had a bunch of delays. But Watchmen had a bunch of delays in order to make it an awesome movie. This movie, apparently, their reasoning was that the official reasoning at first was to convert it
to 3D so they could reach its full market potential.
Yeah, they wanted to make more money. A couple of the hidden reasons behind it was Battleship bombed.
Huge bomb.
I saw Battleship the other day, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
Oh, no.
I saw Battleship. But anyway, Battleship bombed. And I think another thing that had a big thing to do with it is... About a week after, you have something called Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even remember the release date on Dark Knight Rises.
Soon enough.
Close enough after that. Hey, look, let's go spend a little bit of money on G.I. Joe, or let's wait a week and go see Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man looks like an awesome flick.
I'm still on the fence about it.
Oh, I'm
but,
not. I
but
was
compared
first.
To G.I. Joe, God, it's an easy choice.
But apparently, another thing that came out... Because people have, that have viewed the movie came out and said it flat out sucked.
I know one of the big things that was also talked about was that...
Duke dies.
Yeah. Apparently, here's a spoiler, in case you didn't know, but apparently they're talking about doing reshoots.
Yeah, so they are doing reshoots.
Duke dies in like the first 20 minutes of the movie. 10 minutes of the movie. And,
I believe that's what it said.
They're like, oh no, there goes our star power. The gist of it...
The Rock and Ray Park.
Ray Park is not star power. Ray Park is not star power.
Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes is star power. Everybody loves Snake Eyes.
Channing Tatum is kind of star power, I guess.
He kind of is, but The Rock is star power.
Yeah, compared to Channing Tatum, for sure.
I don't hate Channing Tatum. He's not a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I still haven't seen the first G.I. Joe because I don't hate myself that much. And, you know, I like how Snake Eyes looks in this. They got the cool visor on him now. Yeah. He looks pretty rad. Another thing that's got all of us big collectors, or not just collectors, but people who like to buy toys, really up in arms is that the toys have also been delayed.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these,
originally said
they were going to, whatever was out there was going to stay out there, and there was the possibility of them shipping slowly or something like that. And then they said nope, what we're doing is we're recalling all the toys that are out there. We're having all these stores send them back. A lot of stuff has already hit the shelves because they put stuff on the shelves before the 28th, which was apparently the official release date.
Yeah, the official release date was 28th.
And a lot of them have gotten out there, so the scalper crowd are out there trying to charge $100 for a couple, for a few figures. Yeah. Plus shipping.
Yeah.
I bought a Storm Shadow because we actually had one at my store, and I was like, Storm Shadow. I didn't get a Storm Shadow from the last movie ones at all. I just want a Storm Shadow figure. Yeah. I really wanted the Snake Eyes.
I feel bad for G.I. Joe collectors because they've been kind of screwed on their figures.
Yeah, they've been getting a high hard one.
The 30th anniversary ones are like nowhere to be found.
At the store that I work at, we haven't had G.I. Joes in like 6 months.
Yeah. I love G.I. Joe. I want a cool Snake Eyes figure.
I got a bunch of Snake Eyes figures. I got like, I think I have two that aren't opened. I have the 25th anniversary one with a wolf unopened because it looks really cool.
Yeah, I want that. I mean, I want some.
But yeah, it's kind of sad making for all the big G.I. Joe fans out there that now they have to wait for most of these toys. They put out a bunch of them.
I mean, I feel really bad for G.I. Joe collectors, but I mean, Hasbro's kind of shooting themselves here. I mean, you delay a movie 9 months, and you expect not to piss people off?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're like, we're going to make it a better experience. Like, just the other day, they got a quote from Channing Tatum at some movie premiere. He has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, he hasn't even been contacted for reshoots.
Yeah.
He's like,
I don't know what's going on.
No one's called me, and that's the honest truth. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So. But, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they would pull out Duke.
It does not bode well for the, probably because Channing Tatum had other stuff he wanted to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know.
Or that, or they didn't want to have to pay him the full amount that he would ask for.
Yeah.
Because he's a star now.
The first one was a fun little movie. It wasn't a good movie. It wasn't a great cinematic adventure. It was fun. I watched it, had a bag of popcorn, and turned it off, and was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, popcorn flick.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like summer popcorn flicks. So now I can kind of talk about Battleship a little bit.
Oh, dude, please. Please, this one I got to hear.
So, Battleship. God. It's
got Alexander Skarsgård in it. What the hell is he thinking?
I like him.
So I know, I love him. He's a handsome devil.
He dies.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, it's just a spoiler. Crap.
No, you ruined Battleship for me.
I ruined it for the seven people that are going to go see it.
No, but they've already seen it once.
Yeah. No, anyway, so Battleship. We went about a week ago for Katie's birthday. Was last week.
Oh, you went, that's why you went for her birthday, because he's in it, isn't it?
Oh, you spit all over me.
I don't care.
I do. No, we went out to dinner with her parents, and while we're out eating sushi, her parents thought, hey, let's go see Battleship. And the funny thing is, Katie's grandparents had seen it like right before that. They saw Battleship and Avengers on the same day. They said Battleship was hands down better than the Avengers.
Okay, I want to know, just ballpark, how much cocaine do they do a day?
I was hoping that there was something involved. They do drink a lot of wine, so I'm hoping that it was washed.
Maybe they forgot which movie was which.
Yeah, but
I liked that part in Battleship where the green guy smashed that alien.
We got that one guy on the dress and spun him around. It was fantastic. But
apologies to Katie's grandparents. Kind of.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about her grandparents right now. They're not going to listen to this anyway. So
Battleship. So the Battleship was a better movie, hands down.
Anyway, they're nice to us, but at the same time, I got some issues with them right now.
It's going to be hard to be nice to them now.
I know. I'm going to walk in my Avengers t-shirt and have a Battleship board game thrown on the ground and walk out. All chest bumped up. Okay, anyway, continue. So we decided to go, and I didn't have high hopes. I mean, I saw the previews, and I was like, that might be kind of fun.
It's Transformers without Michael Bay.
Yeah. But I was like, that might be kind of fun.
And too many vowel name guy.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got there. We were watching, and I know I say this a lot. It's not a good movie at all. But
it's fun.
It entertained me. It literally, I was like, this is funny.
Yeah, bum fights is entertaining too. Okay,
I know
that's not going to win an Oscar.
I don't go to movies that are going to win Oscars. I don't give a shit about that. I mean, seriously, I go to a movie to be entertained for 2 hours and forget about my shitty job and shitty bills.
Yeah.
And this is what I did. I went and saw this movie, and I forgot about my shitty job and shitty bills. That's a good movie in my book.
It seems like the sort of movie that you should go to with your buddies.
It is. It's
because you'll be the only people in the theater, except for two people up front who are probably really high. No, and you just sit there and make fun of it the whole time?
There were some parts in there that just make you laugh, and like some of the, there was a lot of cheesy dialogue, but...
Well, it's like when I saw The Spirit.
Yeah.
People hated that movie. It got terrible reviews. It sucked. I loved that movie. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun.
It's a fun movie. I don't.
It had Frank Miller getting decapitated.
Yeah, that was great.
But for a lot of reasons.
Anyway, one of the things, if you don't know the gist of Battleship, basically it's based off the board game, but not based off the board game. An alien race comes down, lands in the middle of, right off the coast of Hawaii, right where the all these nations, navies are taking part in war games, just exercises and all that good stuff. And it basically puts up a force field around just a few ships. Shocker, right? But this race is trying to contact its planet again so they can invade. And because their communications already got knocked out. And basically... It would shoot these missile bomb things that would spin around and hit the decks of the ships.
Oh, God.
And stick.
Oh,
just
God.
Like the battleship pigs. it was fun. It was literally, you were sitting here going, I was watching, I was like, holy crap, I want to play Battleship now.
they have new Battleship.
Really?
That one side has the alien ships, the other one has the...
I want to get it just because... I mean, it's not a good movie, but it literally, those little things like that make you just go, that's awesome. Because you pick up on it and you feel good
the
about
shame
yourself.
Laugh.
Yeah, you pick up on it and you're like, that's fun. And
the thing about it this way, Chris, somebody got paid like $150,000 to write that movie.
I know.
To write that movie.
I know. I don't want to think about it that way because then it's less funny for me. It's less smiles. But, I mean, seriously, come on. It's summer. You're going to have blockbuster popcorn flicks. Yes, you're going to have a lot of good... You're going to have... Not a lot of good ones. You're going to have some really fantastic, amazing ones. Avengers. You're going to have movies like Battleship.
Yeah.
You know?
Stupid popcorn movies.
There was guns, explosions... And a blonde. I'm content for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
And he's a good looking blonde too.
Yes, he is. Anyway, so
how long was he on screen?
He actually had a couple big parts.
Did he last like the whole movie for most of the movie?
No, he dies early on because his brother needs to take the mantle and grow up. And but Liam Neeson's in it too.
Just yelling stuff.
He just yells.
Release the Kraken! As he's dropping a deucer.
He gets pissed, and it's great. Because I love Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
He probably looks at me, he's like, you know what? They're going to give me $1 million to do this. Why not?
It's like, sure, I'll do it.
I'm just going to give me $1 million to yell.
But, I mean, it has its moments where you're just barely, that's fun.
They'll barely pay me $10 an hour to yell.
If they pay me $11.35 to yell. 11:35. Oh man, I can barely buy a comic with that.
Yeah.
All right. So what else we gotta talk about?
I don't know. We kind of ranted on the one of the, I think it was the next issue comic group or Harry C's comic group.
Oh yeah, no, my I have a good one. This will get us debating for a little bit. This is a fun one. I actually asked it to. HC.
Yeah,
what's up? Oh, I probably made him mad. He's gonna hate me now.
He's gonna beat the shit out of you. He looks like a big guy in his pictures, I'm just saying.
Am I not a big guy? I'm short, shut the fuck up. Oh, damn, I was trying to hold one in till the end. I got all angry.
Ah! Dude, they're right on the tip!
I just threw a Nerf dart at Josh. He shot me and I threw it at him, caused more damage. Alright, anyway. My
soft
question to
tissues.
My question was to them, and I can't wait to hear their
yeah, talk their out. Next issue podcast. You can find on the Podomatic as well. It's a great listen. They're fun guys. Check them out. Hopefully, if we ever get it together, we can actually do a podcast with them because it'd be a lot of fun.
Cool you guys. Just said they're fun and cool. I think we should end right now. That's upsetting.
I'm sorry that you used the other F word up already, so.
They're flicking a lazing.
It's a great podcast. They actually have some real interviews on their site, so check them out. They're really cool.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So Comic-Cons. That's my thing. It's con season. Do you think it's still geared towards fans going?
No.
Or is it more geared to the movie companies and the big companies pushing their product?
Smaller cons, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these smaller cons are way more fan-oriented, but it breaks my heart because I've never gotten to go to Comic-Con, and I believe neither of you.
No.
But you look at it, and it's not for comics anymore.
No.
It's for new movies and stuff that they know nerds will go see, and it's ruined Comic-Con. Like,
and it's not even just nerds anymore. It's everybody. Comic-Con has become mainstream.
Yeah.
It is a big mainstream event.
It's so mainstream. Ugh, angry hipster kid. Oh,
sorry, Rob. Sorry, we're angry hipster kids.
But, I mean, you get 100,000 people that are going to Comic-Con, and half those people don't care about comics.
Yeah. Most of those people are going, oh, there's a celebrity here, or there's going to be a new movie trailers, or
exactly.
There's going to be panels.
There was a thing some years back. Bill Williams, because there was a Fables panel, and in the same room afterwards,
can I stop you for a second?
Hold on.
Okay, continue.
There was a panel for the Venture Brothers, and the entire line, or most of the line for the Fables panel, was people that were trying to get in there early for the Venture Brothers panel. And Willingham was pissed because Fables fans couldn't get into the Fables panel. And it seems like that's kind of symptomatic of what's going on there. It's comics fans are getting are going to have to wait and not get to buy tickets. And ticket prices are going up because comic fans aren't the ones that are buying anymore. It's, oh, there's going to be new games there. There's going to be new movies and stuff like that. And it's like, that's cool enough. PAX is going this way, which sucks. I love PAX. I mean, they used to be a lot smaller convention, and now it's so big because of E3 and stuff like that. People can't go to E3 anymore, so they're going to go to PAX instead. Every year, the attendance just goes up and up and up and up and up. It's harder and harder and harder to get passes.
You know, it's cool that the attendances are all going way up, but at the same time, it's not. Because you get away from the group of people it was meant for, and now you get more... Well, honey, what are we doing? Oh, we're going to San Diego. Let's go to Comic-Con.
Oh, we have to buy tickets for Comic-Con so we can see the new preview for this movie that has nothing to do with comics.
Damn.
Oh, shit, True Blood! Which I actually don't have much of a problem with.
I like
but,
True Blood.
Yeah, True Blood's fun, but if, you know, 30,000 True Blood fans buy tickets for Comic-Con because they have a True Blood panel there, and that's 30,000 comic fans that can't actually go to Comic-Con, then I have an issue.
Yeah.
But it's great for smaller cons because they're going to get more comic fans actually coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It bums me out because Comic-Con used to be the sort of thing where you could walk around. Like, I went to Worldcon this year.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around and I saw people. I knew who they were. George R. R. Martin was there.
When was Worldcon?
This was the year before last?
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Last year, excuse me, last August, the one that was down by the Atlantis.
I
just
didn't even
down from
know about it.
Yeah,
I need to know about these things.
But George R. R. Martin was there, and George R. R. Martin was just walking around. He wasn't mobbed by people,
which is nice.
And he was just cruising around, and we're just like, "That's Martin. That's Martin." He's walking in the same area where Bill Willingham.
And then
you
mobbed
him. Bill Willingham was there. All these cool people.
Is this coming back to you now?
It was really cool, though, because the creators were there and you could talk to them. Apparently, Comic-Con used to be like that.
Yeah.
You could go up to the things and
10,
talk.
15 years
and,
ago.
You know, and hang out with
now
creators. Now there's
walk through,
so,
get your signature, walk, go away.
It's so packed that it's like you see pictures from this thing. I don't know if it's a Comic-Con or refugees from a huge disaster because it's just so packed with the press of humanity in there. You know, it just doesn't look fun to me anymore.
No, it doesn't look... I mean, I hate huge crowds. I mean, I know you go somewhere like that, you're going to have a big crowd.
Yeah,
but
it happens.
If I'm going to a Comic-Con, like a big one, I mean, WonderCon, Comic-Con, those are the big one, the big two really out here. I got a bad itch in my
head.
Shut up. But,
there's some good ones in the Midwest. And
yeah, the Midwest and the East,
New York
obviously.
Comic-Con and stuff like that.
But, I just totally lost my train of thought. Not that didn't help.
Yeah.
What was I even saying, Josh?
You touched the bump. That's what happened.
I touched the bump. Leave my bump alone, damn you. But,
And it really sucks.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I'm totally... Oh, you know what I'm
saying. The thing that does suck is a lot of creators don't want to go to these Comic-Cons now because they're too big. Mm-hmm. They don't like the big crowds. Good luck getting Warren Ellis to Comic-Con ever again. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like big cons anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for it to be more... Okay, if I go to a con like that, I want to be able to talk to the people.
Yeah,
you're not going to be able to talk to the creators anymore. You're not going to be able to talk to artists.
It's because you can't hear.
You can't hear, and they're rushing you through trying to sign autographs for the next 8 million people behind you. I mean, Stan Lee's going to be there. You're not going to be able to talk to Stan Lee.
Oh yeah, you're definitely not going to be able to talk to Stan Lee because this was like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had to get into a raffle.
Yeah,
you had to win a chance to be in the raffle. To have a chance to meet Stan Lee.
Jesus.
Because they knew it was just going to be so bad.
Yeah.
This is an issue. It sucks. It's ruining it. Mm-hmm. You know?
I want to experience Comic-Con.
Yeah.
The San Diego Comic-Con, because that is the big one. But, I mean, when you have con exclusives to go quick, you have all these booths that have awesome, crazy, cool shit. But, I mean, seriously, if you have a sea of humanity around each booth, how are you going to get there to see anything?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just not fun.
My fiance just came in and tried to steal my sweet slippers!
You mean my slippers that you keep stealing from me? The slippers that you bought me?
I'm surprised Chris hasn't made fun of me yet.
I've noticed them. I'm not going to say anything. I like your Elmo slippers.
They're not Elmo, they're animal, bro.
They're animal, dude.
I know who it is. I know who it is. That was my way
Elmo's
of making fun.
Elmo's red.
I was making fun of you.
Elmo is purple.
I'm going to kick you in the shin. It's enough of this crap.
Oh, by the way, I love you.
I love you much.
Oh, I love you as well. Thank you.
Aww.
That's very sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But it really is. They've driven out their core audience.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just saying, from when I went to PAX, which the year that I went, there was like 48,000 attendees.
Mm.
And it didn't feel like there were that many people, but everything was full all the time. And it was, you know, a 4-hour wait to look at this new game.
Yeah.
And the closer you got to that exhibit hall, man, the less likely you were to hear anything that was said.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could be standing right next to you, and it's like being at a concert. You gotta lean in and yell into their ear so they can hear you. You're much better off just trying to communicate by text.
I mean,
we can't talk at this level at PAX. Jeez. If you're anywhere near that exhibit hall.
I mean, we went to SnafuCon. I mean...
Yeah.
It's an anime convention.
Here, it's a local convention here in town.
I'm not a fan of anime at all, in the slightest. Just can't get into it. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I liked the size of that convention. It was fun. It was more intimate. I mean, there wasn't a lot of booths or anything like that or anything like
that. Yeah. There wasn't a ton of stuff to do.
But, I mean...
It was still... It was cool. Yeah.
It was cool. It was like a bunch of people that shared the same interests hanging out, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't share the interest, but I was there because you guys went, and I figured, hey, I'll hang out with you guys because I had nothing else to do. Oh, I had work, but...
Yeah, you were at work while you were at the con.
I was at work while I was at the con. So I paid for my ticket and then basically got paid to be there. But, I mean, I don't know. I think it's really shitty what they've done. And just, it kills the enjoyment for just, like, actual fans. Because you can't go without... Pre-ordering tickets like 18 years in advance now.
Yeah, Comic-Con normally sells out the day the tickets come out.
Yep.
PAX sold out in a couple days this year. Mm-hmm. I think it might have even been sooner than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the year that I went, weekend passes were sold out when we went, but you could still get day passes for Friday, I believe, and Saturday, Friday and Sunday.
Friday is
the best day to go. Sunday is the best day to go to any convention because
everybody's trying to lighten their loads.
Exactly, because they don't want to pay to have all their stuff shipped.
Yeah.
And they don't want to try to take it all. So PAX is the best day because everything's like half price and you can buy all sorts of cool, neat stuff. Mm. But, I mean, it just sold out so fast this year. I was, because I wanted to go, but I wasn't sure what my money situation was going to be like. Because it's in September.
Mm.
I should be able to, you know, wait till early August and say, like, you know what, I can afford this.
Yeah.
All right, I'll buy my ticket. I'll buy this. Not, oh, it's April.
I
don't know if I'm going to be able to have money in 6 months.
Yeah.
It sucks, dude.
Cons are for people that can afford things now.
Yeah.
I can't afford things. I mean, I would love... Is Worldcon coming back right now?
No. Not anytime soon. I was like, because Worldcon travels around the world.
Yeah.
Next one's in Chicago.
I got the name.
Next one's in Chicago, and I believe after that it's Toronto.
I mean, I would love for actual convention to come here.
They've had it in Japan a couple times.
There was actual
London.
There was a con in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Back in December, that was pretty.
Yeah, they had like Mike Mignola there.
Yeah,
the guy that played Xander.
Yeah.
And just cool stuff like that.
I'm
like,
I would love to go to things like.
Yeah,
that.
I'm down for that.
I mean, you can always go and see Virgil and Ted DiBiase and. At every con you go to. I think I could actually go across the street to Josh's. Well, not actually across the street, just right next door to Josh's house. And
yeah.
Virgil's probably sitting there trying to sign autographs. But, oh man.
Yeah, the smaller cons are going to be where it's at. And a lot of the creators are going to flock to the smaller cons now, though.
Yeah, and then it's going to ruin that.
And then it's going to be a cyclical thing until comics dies down again.
Yeah.
For a period there after the 90s when it got really bad, nobody wanted to buy comics anymore.
Mm.
It's probably a great time to go to cons.
Oh, yeah. Because you have like six people there.
Yeah. And half of them were the guests.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. So that's our take on cons as it stands right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I really like about like Comic-Con is because I know when it happens, I'm going to get all these previews and shit. But I can stay at home and get all the previews.
Exactly.
All the con exclusives aren't con exclusives anymore. Yeah. I hate the scalping, though. That pisses me off.
Yeah, that drives me nuts.
I don't like con exclusive figures because, seriously, the con exclusives, you go to the con, I think, like, the Compound Hulk, which was a New York City Comic Con, the exclusive, he was $13 at the time, I believe.
Yeah.
And, now he's $20-$25.
Yeah.
If you get lucky.
Let's see here. What do we got? We got some questions now. Most of which we've already answered.
Yeah.
Joey Buscemi asked us about the new Batman flick. Josh Miller asked us about the DC gay character making the DC character gay in a different universe, which is kind of a win-win for them because it's not one of their main flagship characters. It's not like they, because apparently Grant Morrison wanted to turn Batman gay.
Yeah.
Good luck on that one, Grant. I'd be okay with it if the story was good, but yeah.
Grant Morrison.
Not coming out of Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison's books are only great if he's able to do a ton of acid as he's writing them. Josh also asked us if we're interested in seeing the Dark Avengers become Thunderbolts.
I mean, I like the Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts is a cool team. It was interesting after Secret Invasion and Dark Reign. It was cool having the Dark Avengers. I thought it was neat having Dakin and Moonstone was Miss Marvel, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you had who played Dark Spider-Man?
Who played Dark Spider-Man?
Oh, I can't.
Wasn't Matt Gargan Venom?
That's
it.
Was
Matt Gargan?
Matt Gargan. Yeah.
And then Bullseye as Dark
Bullseye
Hawkeye.
Bullseye as Dark Hawkeye, yeah. I mean, those are cool. I mean, I like having those guys. The new... I don't even know who is in the new Dark Avengers. I know... Is it Scar or Scar?
Oh. No, Scar, Son of Hulk?
Scar. Yeah, Son of Hulk is there. Outside of him, I didn't. I don't.
We don't know much about it, unfortunately.
I don't pick it up, but I mean, if it brings new blood and new feuds, I would love it. I mean, I've always loved Norman Osborn.
Like we always say, as long as
the story's good. I mean, I love Norman Osborn. He's a fantastic guy. I will probably pick up this little event or story arc.
They're bringing him back, right?
He's back. He's been back.
He was dead, though.
No, he wasn't dead.
They just locked him up.
After Siege, they locked him up.
Because he's batshit. Oh, that's right, because he had his crazy Green Goblin paint on under his Patriot helmet.
Or face or Green Goblin face. I don't know exactly what happened.
It was Green Goblin because he's crazy as hell.
No, I know. I don't know if it was actually his face or what. Because it's going insane.
Oh, Siege. And Josh also had another question on here, which is very important. He said, does Chris have a thing for Josh's? I feel like he hits on me sometimes. He's been rubbing my leg the whole time we've been doing this podcast, dude.
That's not my hand.
Oh, no. he's taking his shirt off a little bit. I don't know. He's like, look at my tattoos. Come closer.
I don't know. I have a thing for middle-aged balding men.
Not middle-aged, sir.
You're going to die soon. Shut up. What is...
feels like it.
Well, let's go back to Joey's question.
Talking about Dark Knight, he said a lot of suspicious stuff is leaning towards a live-action DC team-up movie. I haven't heard anything about that.
I know...
They're dumb if they think it's going to work after the Avengers came out and blew them out of the water.
I don't know how to... Because... That's been talked about for years, but I don't know if it's like a, I don't know if it's a fan-driven rumor or what, but I don't know. I just can't see a live action.
Yeah, not a DC one.
I mean, because you have your three iconic characters. Can hold up their own movies, and you're gonna have these three people fighting for screen time.
Yeah,
Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman. Two of them won't die, and the other one can kill the other two.
Yeah,
which pisses me off. Batman should never, ever, ever, ever be able to kill Superman. There's no reason for it.
Yeah,
but when you write that in there, oh, Batman, he's fine. He can kill Superman. No, he cannot. Don't even lie to yourself.
You can punch him.
But I don't know. I don't think it would work. I would love to see it, but I don't think it would work. I just think the JLA or any of the other team up flicks ideas, it'd just be way too overpowered. I think we said that before. It's just, your big guys are overpowered. I mean, you look at Marvel's Avengers. Cap can die. Iron Man can die.
Yeah.
Thor has died. I mean, he is a demigod, but he could still... He has died.
Yeah.
And Red Sun Superman.
Yep.
Oh my god.
But, yeah. It's just not going to work, I think, as a flick.
Yeah.
Not the way that the Avengers did. Because even with the disparate power levels, it still worked. Not unless they get Joss Whedon to do it, right?
Joss Whedon can do anything right now.
He could probably do Battleship and it'd be decent. You want to end it right about now?
Yeah.
We've kind of rambled for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Talked about some mildly important issues.
Mildly important. That's important to me.
You know, like Battleship.
Battleship. And Rob Liefeld. Guys, we are brought to you in part by
Collector's Trading Post
and
Three Line Comics in Biloxi, Mississippi. Best in comics Biloxi, Mississippi has to offer.
I wonder how many comic shops Biloxi, Mississippi has.
I know they got one good one. Three Line Comics.
I think we need to get Three Alarm Comics on the on the cast. So we call it the cast.
Get Jason Q so he can tell us the proper pronunciation of his last name.
Quenya.
Quarenya, like I said in the first place.
Quaragrina! Call Jason.
Quaragrina.
Jason, I've been working a lot today, and I'm a little drained, so I'm just a little babbly. But no, the great places, Collector's Trading Post.
Yeah.
Big things are a brewing. It's a great place. I mean, seriously. Yeah. If you can go to a place and have collectors actually help you out instead of...
For a good price, even. Yeah, that's what's important.
Prices. That is the best part. Good prices. Because we don't get shit around here. None of our stores update anything new.
West Coast is really bad for action figure distribution, especially our chunk of the West Coast, which is funny because Nevada, especially Reno, is actually an entry point for the West Coast from the East Coast. And we get, you know, we'll get stuff 2 to 3 months behind, which is great if there's rare figures that people can't find anymore.
Yeah.
Because we'll get, you know, three ways behind on Marvel Universe.
I know, I got like, I've seen...
We just got the
10-15 one of the newer members, the G.I. Joe
revisions.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, we don't get anything.
It's a great site. If you're looking to scalp for a lot of money, you will not be selling stuff there because they will not allow it.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, if you're trying to scalp, go to hell.
Yeah, go find.
I mean,
some,
if you can get
go to eBay.
Yeah, go to eBay. I mean, seriously, if you get figures, if you're lucky enough to be in a spot where distribution's good and you get figures ahead of time. Why should you, you know, have to charge me out the ass for it?
Yeah, especially if with Collectors Trading Post, it's all about collectors helping collectors.
Yeah.
So it's a good joint.
I've had people...
I got a really good deal on a St. Walker figure there. It's like,
I've had people,
$11.
Yeah.
With
I've had
shipping.
People basically...
It's great.
I've had a couple guys say, you know what, here, I don't need this, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
I mean, it's not, like, big, major things, but it's people...
It's a $5, like-minded places. It's an $8 figure that they don't need, because they got two of them or something.
Yeah, like-minded places helping each other, which is fantastic.
You mean like-minded people?
Like-minded people. That's what I meant to say. Shut up. Like I said, I'm tired. Leave me be.
It's a Collector's Trading Post on Facebook. Check it out.
Three Alarm Comics.
Three Alarm Comics.
Let's talk a little bit about them.
They got a lot of artists in that area.
Yeah,
Steve Scott.
Steve Scott.
A couple other guys.
I really want to have Steve Scott on the show. I'm going to send it right here. I want our first mainstream comic artist on the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right here. I'm going to have the gauntlet challenge.
Hopefully
Steve.
He's not listening to it, because then he won't... He'll go, oh, God, no, not this one.
Whoa. He has listened before. I know that. So this is a little shout-out. Congratulations, Steve. Now, like, 5-6 people have listened to it. Yeah. No. But, I'm putting the offer out there. I want him on the show. I want Jason Q on the show. Not to be confused with Joe Q,
the stealer
of Happy Meals.
I want him, too.
Oh.
Give me your Happy Meal now.
Give me your toy.
I just finished my fries.
Whoosh. Those are my fries.
Give me your chicken nuggets.
What? You can't have those as well.
This picture I'm like taking some kid, like shaking him upside down for his bubble gum.
Oh, Jason.
Joe Q is here to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Joe Q is watching you sleep.
Yes.
Let's see who else. We gotta have Joey back on the show.
On something besides your cell phone this time.
Yeah, on something besides my cell phone, because that probably didn't come out too crystal clear.
It did actually.
It did. Wow. I didn't listen to that episode, but
I listened to that part briefly.
Yeah.
But we could probably end it right about now.
You don't want to make a special phone call?
No.
We could just call somebody. Let's call Joey. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna call Joey. His phone just freaked out and he lost everybody's contact, so this is how I'm gonna get him my contact.
He's gonna be like, hello?
Why are you talking to me? I have Vance in my phone as Evil Spock.
Evil Spock.
So everyone, we're gonna call Joey. Let's see if it'll work. Hey, Joey. Guess what?
What's that?
You're on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hello there, people. How we doing? You know, you would have never called me the other day. I went out. My wife wanted to look, and I sneaked their actual Skyping headset with a microphone in.
Ooh. Well,
yeah.
I think we were talking about doing this last week, but... Josh's schedule is all weird, so we didn't have a chance to
have
Joey
week.
On the show.
That sucked.
So, I'm thinking, what are you thinking, Joey, next week, being on the show?
Yeah, man, I'd love to. Give a lot of good hunting tips and tricks of the trade and show the members on Collector's Trading Post and anybody who's listening how to basically beat the market legally and get your collections moving with not spending, you know, spending half the money you're spending now, I'm sure, you know?
Oh, yeah. We just spent, like, the last 5 minutes talking about how rad CTP is compared to trying to buy stuff on eBay.
We did.
What's that now?
We pumped up CTP like crazy just a couple minutes ago.
That's beautiful.
We're still doing it via this.
There's a lot of cool stuff out there that's just right in front of people's faces, and it's so hard to always type it out, but next week, definitely Wednesday, probably a good day for me, and then I already wrote down a list of everything to discuss, and I think it's going to be some really neat stuff.
Awesome.
All
right. We're looking forward to it now.
Yeah, I like it. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, well, I have more comics for you boys, too.
I just moved, so all the cool Conan ones my girlfriend packed and put in some random box that I still have not found. It's making me mad.
So we're gonna be digging those out, and they're going to be put to good use here soon.
Yeah. I already read a chunk of them.
That's good, because I got a crap load of Conan coming at you now, so...
awesome.
Josh is all
excited.
Are you
fans of the movie?
The newest one?
The ones with Schwarzenegger.
What?
Who?
I said, are you fans of the movie?
Oh, the original one?
You said, are you excited for it? I didn't know if there was a new one coming out with Schwarzenegger.
Oh, dude, those are awesome. Like, the original, it's got Mako in it. I love that.
I'll send you a little special present. You know, the Papa CTP sponsorship. I got original movie prints that they had put out back in the 80s.
Oh, wow, dude, that'd be rad.
That's awesome. I'm a big Schwarzenegger fan.
Schwarzenegger, you know, face shot, there's a lot of him with his noses and all that stuff. It's pretty brutal.
Oh, that's awesome. Just that, this like a month or two ago, I was flipping through and I was like, oh, Conan's on. I hope that it's around the part where he does the really cool prayer to Crom, and I clicked on it literally like 2 seconds later. He just did that whole scene. I was like, it's my favorite scene in that entire movie. Then to hell with you.
I remember watching that thing when I was younger, that, you know, when they're all, you know, they're having that freaking orgy, and they're all eating, like, hands, and I'm like, that is so freaking sick, and I'm saying, what if they bite into a fingernail? I don't know where the heck that came in my young mind, but, that was weird stuff, the new Conan, I really enjoyed it. I just don't think it was the time to release that movie. No.
Yeah. Because, oh, God. Jason Momoa was a good Conan. He had a really good character. It wasn't quite the Schwarzenegger Conan. He was kind of the swagger, which if you've read any of Brian Wood's new Conan stuff, it's very much that kind of younger, more, I don't want to say suave, but he's not as hardcore and serious about destroy and da-da-da. No, he's just like, yeah, I'm just kind of chilling, you know, running around, killing a bunch of stuff, nailing broads. It's cool.
I think with that one was... you know, I think it was more, honestly, I think the new Conan was more Robert E. Howard, you know, because he was lanky, you know, he never lifted weights at all from just physical experiences in life, and,
yeah.
You know, the way he just hacked people up and just, you know, the sword play and, you know, all that stuff, and then he, you know, hooks up with the chick and just throws her off the horse and says, see you later, pretty much, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty rad.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, all right, guys, we're going to have a great show. Look forward to hearing it, and look forward to next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, we're always glad to hear from you, Julian. We'll hopefully get to do a full-on show with you next week. It'll be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, fellas.
Thanks for being on, Joey. Appreciate it.
See ya.
And that was Joey.
Yep, so there's our tease for next week. Is that hopefully...
He still wants to sponsor us.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be doing a big, long show with Joey. So, for Chris, this is Josh, and thanks, as always, for listening.
You don't speak for me.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.